KFM Radio. Are you beginning to hear silly voices in your sleep? Are you afraid to pick up the phone in case you find yourself talking to the world on the wireless? Well, hang on to your sanity, because here comes KFM Radio. Between 12 and 4, Monday to Friday, as of Monday the 30th of January, I will be on your radio dial at 1332 kHz. That's 225 metres on the medium wave band. My name is Simon Richards, and I'll be bringing you music, local news and events, plus, of course, your own dedications and requests. Talking of which, you send those to Simon Richards, KFM Radio, Wilmslow, Cheshire, SK91AL. That's Simon Richards, KFM Radio, Wilmslow, Cheshire, SK91AL. I'll be on the air as of 12 o'clock, Monday the 30th of January. I hope you can join me.
Sifters Records sell the latest chart singles and albums. They also buy second-hand record collections of any type. Just call into Sifters for a quotation. If you're buying records, whether it be classical, rock, or pop, you really must visit Sifters Records at 106 Princes Street, Stockport, or 177 Fog Lane, Burnage. Sifters Records, you can't go wrong.
You're listening to a test transmission from KFM Radio on 1332 kHz, 225 metres. From January the 30th, KFM Radio will be on the air 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, doing it better for Stockport and South Manchester, with more music, both chart and local, more information, comment, news and views. KFM Radio is local radio for Stockport and South Manchester.
South Manchester Radio, KFM.
Do you take an interest in local events and news in the Stockport and South Manchester area? Are you interested in journalism but perhaps have never been given the opportunity to use your talents? Well, KFM Radio is now looking for someone to become involved in collating and presenting local news and information. If you think you are suitable, then send details of yourself to Nick Catford, KFM Radio, Wilmslow, Cheshire, SK91AL.
KFM Radio.
Good evening, it's exactly 9 o'clock. You're tuned to KFM Radio, broadcasting in stereo on 94.2 MHz. You're tuned to KFM Radio in stereo on 94.2 MHz VHF, and we're broadcasting to South Manchester. Don't forget, it's a bit empty in here. I think everyone's gone down to the Ash Hotel, Heaton Chapel. That's tonight. Absent Friends are on, and our very own Steve Toon is doing the disco. If you'd like to go down there, that's the Ash Hotel in Heaton Chapel tonight.
This is South Manchester's radio.
KFM is to the Manchester area roughly what Jackie is to southwest London. From an office block 150 yards from Stockport Police Station, they broadcast a non-stop repertoire of what they call alternative music. It comes from two ageing but stalwart ex-BBC turntables, housed in a stuffy, cluttered studio with bits of old carpet on the wall to dampen the sound, and a home-built control desk. But the VHF stereo signal is loud and clear, for most purposes as good as Piccadilly's, and it's been uninterrupted since KFM was last raided 5 months ago. Like Radio Jackie, KFM pulls in a wide range of small-scale high street advertising. Its rates are about 1/40th of Piccadilly's. And its directors, Charles Turner and Simon Richards, also go in for a good deal of promotion for the aims and claimed achievements of the station itself.
In 5 months of broadcasting, KFM Radio has received hundreds of tapes from local bands and musicians. We give them a chance for their music to be heard on air. No other radio station in Manchester offers this. Why not? Basically because all broadcasting in Britain is controlled by two bureaucratic bodies in London, the BBC and the IBA. The IBA charge enormous rentals to stations such as Piccadilly and closely control their programming output. The present government says it stands for free enterprise, small businesses and free competition. Please write to your MP or Douglas Hurd MP, the House of Commons, London SW1, demanding the introduction of truly independent local radio, whose programming output is determined by you, the listener.
We could call ourselves a community of interest station. The type of music we play features a lot of new releases. We also feature a lot of local bands actually in the programming, and also album tracks.
One of the best examples at the moment is a band called Colour Code, who are our local band, and they spent a great deal of money producing their own 12-inch single and then found they couldn't get it played anywhere. KFM played it heavily and backed them, and since we've been backing them, suddenly they're played on the local ILR station. They have interest from record companies, things that they would never have achieved if we hadn't have existed.
We're just identifying one particular need and fulfilling it. If there was another 9 stations in Manchester, you'd almost certainly have someone trying to do all news, someone doing heavy rock, and so on. I see no reason why someone shouldn't say, right, I've got a load of money, I'm into country and western music, I want to do a country and western station. If the thing falls flat on its face, he loses out, doesn't he? It doesn't cost the government or the taxpayer anything. KFM Radio.